Overnight sessions are treated as a given in the assembly, but not every legislature operates that way. Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and Democratic Minority Leader Peter Barca emerged from a closed-door meeting yesterday to tell reporters they were looking at how they might limit late-night sessions. Here's Voss, followed by Barca.
We shouldn't be going in late at night where some votes taken, at 2 or 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning without the ample opportunity for citizens to participate in a meaningful way. So I think we agree on that concept.
We fully agree on that
concept. We're just trying to figure out a way to get us there in a way that addresses both of our concerns.
There's a good bipartisan, agreement that we all want to go out, out of session before most normal Wisconsinites go to sleep at night.
But Barca said they were worlds apart on how to get it done. Barca said the two parties were also at odds over Voss's proposal for an assembly dress code.
He wants us to wear a suit and tie, and I don't have a problem with it, but I know some members are going to have a huge problem with that.
Well, that's one example. Peter brings up a good one. One example is we think having people, as they do in the state Senate, where they're required to wear a coat, we'd like to say if you go on the assembly floor, you wear a coat and tie.
Agreement or not, Voss plans to have the full assembly vote on the rule changes tomorrow. Yesterday's meeting may have tested the limits of the state's open meetings law. Including Voss and Barca, a quorum of the Assembly Rules Committee met in private, which would have normally been forbidden. But both parties denied any violation of the law, saying they were not discussing committee business, but instead a matter for the full Assembly. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.